From the Cold as a Witch's Tent City of Racine, Wisconsin. The sixth subfloor basement of the Guys Games and Beer Tower.
With no freaking heat.
With no freaking heat.
Fix that, landlords.
God dang it. Guys Games and Beer. Oh, man. Let me tell you. It has been a week.
How cold is the witch's tit?
Pretty damn cold. Now, I've been with a number of witch's titties.
Okay. It depends on how excited they are, to be fair.
Okay. Do they get warmer when they get more excited?
Colder.
Oh, even better.
Oh, I'm a witch.
Even better.
Sorry.
Cutting glass cold.
So your dad wasn't around the house much, is what you're telling me. All right. So anyway. Well, actually, generally, them dating me told me that their dad was around the house. Anyway, we gotta switch over to beer court now, don't we?
Why, yes, we should probably do beer court.
So, ba bum,
ba bum bum, ba bum 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 bum, ba
beer court.
All right, so what's on beer court tonight, Rob?
I was supposed to read it.
Larry, you're up.
And Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA, a rare blend of choice hops, creates an explosion of fresh cut pine and citrus flavors for a complex, rich, and delicious finish. By the way, there are instructions for proper drinking.
It ain't in a bottle, I'm betting.
Clean glassware.
Whoa.
A pristine glass to release the full aroma.
The bottle is glass.
Well, it tastes like pine juice. I feel like you should get some dirt in there to get a whole foresty effect.
There you go.
If we shake it a little bit, it's a glass. Okay. I assume
it smells hoppy. So this is an Imperial IPA. This is by the guys from New Belgium, by the way. We've done some from New Belgium before.
Yeah. Beer that nearly took my finger off.
You might want to be ready for the 9 ABV.
Whoa, okay.
I did have to follow that up. They were very nice. They sent me money to reimburse me for the beer and a free t-shirt.
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Was really actually quite nice.
No, I emailed them mostly just because, like, in case there's defect in the bottles.
Yeah.
And they offered that. I was like, okay, I won't say no.
I got to say, this one smells hoppy.
What's a certified beer corporation?
You know.
Or certified B corporation.
Yeah, they're not as good as an A corporation, apparently. We're a B corporation.
I'm surprised.
We're a Z corporation.
Zombie?
Zombie.
I'm surprised it doesn't have more of a bite to it.
For how
strong it smells?
Yeah.
It tastes way better than it smells.
I'm not tasting the alcohol. I'm tasting the hops, but I'm not getting that.
It's not even a bite hop. Like, you expect it with high alcohol and
doesn't have that better bite.
I expected a real bite.
You're right. It doesn't.
Pretty mellow.
That's not bad actually.
I was expecting ass. Honestly, I did buy to torment us a little bit.
You know, I gotta say,
but you like IPAs. So
I do like IPAs. So I don't pick up an IPA.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, you know, it's not kicking me in the ass with the hops either.
See, I'm not big on IPAs, but we have had a couple where it's like, yeah, they're not bad. But
yeah, I do like IPAs, so.
This one's smooth.
This one's been out a while, right?
Yeah.
So I think the newer IPAs try to, like, smack in the face more. Like, the IPA.
Which may be a mistake, you know what I mean? Because, beers that are, that have an intense flavor, hard to have many more than one or two, you know. It's kind of like, oh, all right, I'm just going to kind of sip this, and you know. So, so if you're trying to sell more, you know, you're probably shooting yourself in the foot.
That 9% alcohol content is shooting yourself in the foot.
So,
we're supposed to be making more.
I gotta say, I kind of like that actually.
Again, it's very cool. Like, guy here, skeleton.
I mean, I can definitely drink this.
I like it.
Art-wise, it's good.
Yeah. That's something I would order. Again, that's because I don't like IPAs.
Yeah.
But if I got this, I would be happy.
Yeah, no, it's really quite smooth. And again, considering it's a 9, I gotta say, not a whole lot of hard alcohol taste on here either.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Well, I'll be damned. I really just wanted to.
It must be that voodoo magic.
No, yeah. This is all right.
I know. It was either this or like doing a pumpkin.
But it's almost like cheating to, you know, go from an established quality brewery. You know, I mean, this is New Belgium. You know, it's.
Yeah, but I mean, they screw up.
They have so many.
The cookie beer.
Yeah, they screw up. I mean, no question.
You're right.
Besides the damage to my finger, that was not good.
Permanent damage.
Atari was once the established video game system of the world.
They'd be coming back.
Still a scab. Scar, right?
Yeah, see? That bumper there. That's from
the bottom.
That's a new Belgian bump.
Yeah.
Call it, yeah.
You should pull up the pictures you posted on Facebook.
That's a meme right there.
All
right,
we going to vote on this? Or
yeah, let's vote on this.
Or are we just going to lose track of what we're doing?
We always lose track of what we're doing. You know, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, it's. I smelled it first, and it's like, oh, this is gonna be ass.
So honestly, if you had maybe that's why they encourage open mouth glass instead
so you don't
of this.
Smell
so,
the
well, no,
of
so
smell.
That it's not like a concentrated shotgun. You know, it's more of a, you know, just kind of wafting.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, Larry.
Hey,
of course.
Lots of things that smell good in a concentrated heavy amount start to smell bad.
Yeah.
Perfume, for example. You know,
bleach.
You can smell nice.
Beeholes.
In a concert, bleach can smell nice. That things are clean. And,
gasoline.
But in a concentrated amount, goes badly.
No, I get
spray paint.
Well, I mean, you definitely are on. Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right. I mean, I don't think you can argue that.
All right, Judge Rob, pass it up.
I'm not wrong.
Count one, you're not wrong.
Count one, Rob's not wrong.
Count one, excessive hoppiness. I find you not guilty. You are not excessively
hoppy.
No,
you are not.
This is actually really in the right range. I gotta say, this is kind of a. I'll probably buy this again.
Yeah, I agree with you. In the right range.
Count two, smelling like an ass ranger. Absolutely guilty. Smell like an ass ranger. I'm going to sentence you to, I don't know. What do you think we should sentence you to? I don't know. Maybe, possibly.
Drinking!
Yeah, baby! Beer core.
I thought maybe for higher profits, but okay, fine, drink it.
Fine. Man, it's really good.
I really like this. I'm really surprised, actually.
So would you say that this beer is running counter to our episode?
It is.
It's a good beer.
Completely counter to our episode, which is about the bad games and trends. And the only, if you want to bring up a bad system from this year, that's just fine. But
well, there's been a few bad systems this year, too, actually.
But, you know.
I'm going to give a special mention out of bad system this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, So
I know the only one I can think of I like.
You might like it. I'm still going to
get a surprise.
I still may. I've been bad.
It did well.
Yeah. Oh,
you
kind of.
And I've been playing a game to death on it.
You kind of like bad systems, though, so.
That's true.
That is, you know, actually, I am not a good.
You've got so many cancer-causing agents that pass themselves as handheld systems.
Okay,
it's like, what the fuck are you? Wait, it's glowing in the dark, Rob. Put it down on.
I glow in the dark.
Yeah. And it's not even turned on, and it's glowing in the dark.
Is that a backlight?
No. I swear I've heard you
go.
I love this because it sucks this way.
Yeah, I have loved things for sucking in a certain way. Well, I mean, I think we, as men, we can all say we love things that suck in a certain way.
Why do you love Rob?
Right, exactly.
He sucks in a certain way. All right.
What?
So,
I know wuss. I don't spit.
What
anyway.
What is the real topic tonight,
Rob? Well, it's Thanksgiving
it's
Day week, so we're going to talk about the turkeys of 2017. And I'm gonna preface this with, it's been a good year. It has actually generally been a good year.
There have been a lot of
good
times.
It's been a lot of
good
reviews.
Yeah.
I think as far as the indie game scene goes, which is where I mostly live, we've cleared out a lot of the crap. You know, I mean, there's not as much. I think, I hate to say it, I was really mad when they canceled Greenlight, but
yeah,
getting rid of Greenlight might have cleared out a lot of crap. There is a lot of crap games coming through, and I love Greenlight because games that wouldn't generally show up started showing up under Greenlight, and some of them were good, and a lot of them were garbage, but I do think that that really probably helped this year. A lot of the indie games were good this year.
Yeah, but what is it? Is there going to be outlets for the flyer games that turn out to be good?
Sure. Desura is supposedly coming back to life.
They are back to life. Yeah. They've got their site back up and running again.
This is it's been running. You know, it's kind of funny because you wonder what it would look like if Steam died. If Desura is any example, basically the servers just kept running. They just weren't doing anything new. I mean, it was just weird. Desura was a weird ghost town.
They just turned
the
lights off and left.
Yeah, and people would just every once in a while like talk about something like, I didn't get support for this. Dude, Desura has been dead for 2 years.
Yeah.
But
so when did they come back? I forget what they came back. Yeah. I'm sorry, it's Fanatical.
Yeah, so.
Is the new name.
That's kind of an interesting thing. Wait a minute. We're talking about bad stuff that happened, but it's kind of nice to see another.
Fanatical, isn't it? Didn't Bundle Stars, like, did they
rename
join them into that or what? Something? Or because.
No, I'm pretty sure Desura became Fanatical.
And Desura controls one of the indie bundles group.
Might be Bundle Stars.
Bundle Stars?
Yeah. Well, one of them was gone for 2 years.
Bundle Stars. Yeah.
Bundle Stars has been active.
But it's not Bundle Stars.
No.
But they changed to Fanatical.
Why don't we use the internet?
Oh, we could.
I work on that right now.
Bundle Stars is Fanatical now.
Okay, it's Fanatical.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So then.
But that was Desura.
But it was Indie Gala, wasn't it?
Oh, so that was Indie Gala.
Indie Gala was the one that went down.
Indie Gala stayed running.
No, Indie Gala is still there.
Right.
Yeah, they did become.
Right.
But they were gone. They were actually gone.
I mean,
gone. They were gone.
Yeah.
Who was?
Bundle Stars.
Bundle Stars, because they absolutely lost their management staff. In fact,
before they announced that they're this, I bought a bundle.
Yeah, but and the nice thing is they actually transport.
Oh, so like all that was just automated?
Yeah, it really was. Exactly.
Well, no, I mean, I think
like,
they start.
Still just buy
no,
bundles?
They start coming back before they rename themselves.
Yeah.
But they were gone for a long time. I mean, they were gone.
Oh, okay. Because I mean, I've been buying bundles from because
I remember
regularly.
The person that used to run their Twitter.
See those games on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Those are the games I give away, guys. All right.
Fanatical.
Who wants to start out with a bad 2017? With a 2017, let's start with the turkeys.
All right, you know I'm gonna go with one that ended. It actually showed up in 2016, but not in time for us to make it on the turkeys for last year. And then it showed up on Android this year, which is that damn Mario running game.
Super Mario Run.
Yeah.
Right?
Super Mario Rape You or whatever. Super Mario ripoff. Look, here's the thing. I was actually kind of excited when Nintendo said, hey, we're going to go expand to, you know, the touchscreen format to the tablets. Yeah, there's a lot of legs to that.
I remember that.
So then instead of doing anything original or doing like a Mario game for a tablet, which would be enjoyable and maybe I could use my controller for it, they said, Let's do a platform that has been there since the beginning, and everybody is totally freaking sick of the running game. It is a genre, and there's nothing wrong with the genre. The problem is that doing Mario as it really just sucks. Why would you do that?
Does it cheapen the Mario brand?
Yeah, it cheapens the Mario brand. That's what they were worried about. But then they went and sought out a way to sully their own crappy brand.
I love Mario games, and slapped a clock on it.
Yeah. Let's make it as hoary as humanly possible, too. I guess it's not as hoary as, like, maybe the Simpsons game. The Simpsons made a hoary time management game.
Was it where you have to manage prostitutes and how long they're in the room?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was one of those games where you're just constantly being timed out. There's a lot of that going on for a while. But hey, Mario kind of moves to. Huh?
I never played it, but was that
Tap-O?
I played a few minutes, but it did have a funny element. So if you're not playing it and your phone was just sitting there, occasionally the crowd would go, "Hey, stop what you're doing and play me."
Yeah. That's how you make more money, because I pay a lot for this IP. I just think, you know, I understood what they were saying. I realized that they didn't want to interfere with the established Nintendo franchises like Mario, and they tie into their games, which is kind of cute. But in reality, maybe they could have brought back some old IPs, maybe, and made them good. Maybe, you know, instead of taking an IP that they have and not an IPA, that's different. But anyway, instead of taking an IP that is really good and forcing it into suckage, couldn't they have taken an older IP that had been flagging and brought it back and made it good? I mean,
what's an IP?
Intellectual property.
Okay. So like they said, this is Kid Icarus.
You're an IP, actually.
It's a
Mario
intellectual
property.
You are. Yeah,
Drunken
Larry.
Intellectual property.
No, okay.
Intellectual. You signed a contract, but
instead they chose their most iconic character and decided to make a game out of it.
And make an ass game out of it. I mean, it's not like the worst running. It's not the worst running game ever, but.
But they haven't really done anything else with it, with like mobile, haven't they? Right?
Wasn't there Zelda's Wipe Your Ass or something like that?
It's like, hey, we're gonna do mobile stuff, and then like nothing happens.
So they could have had like Pepsi Man 2.
Oh, that would be.
That's fucking.
Wait. Isn't that Sony?
Sony though.
Isn't that Sony?
Damn it, Larry!
Damn it.
They could have had Coke Man then.
Yeah. This is about the executives at Nintendo.
Coke Man.
Is it running through a line? You're running around the table.
The goal is to like suck up enough cocaine to pick up a hooker. You know?
Those are the bonuses.
Yeah, the bonus hooker.
Not what I was going for, but all right, that seems to roll.
They also chose a price point of $10. Which, for most mobile games, is a little bit steep.
Yeah, that's a lot steep for a mobile game.
I mean, I'm used to paying $1.99.
I mean, there are some
mobile
$4.99
games that maybe, like,
go above that, but they're usually very robust ones.
Yeah.
That,
right, I was going to say, the genre of a runner.
No, it's a runner.
You know, is not a $10, it's a 99 cent.
It's fancy Flappy Birds, right?
Yeah.
It's like, just like taking your screen.
You know, if it was it was kind of like an RPG or something, you know, like a point and click or something like that. Well, maybe.
Just do something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the ones that are more robust have more to them. Like, yeah, definitely pay more.
And
that's fine.
I think you can actually pay real money to get other stuff in the game too, right? Do they also have a microtransaction?
And then they have. I mean, it ties back to their regular games, and you can score loot in like their regular games. But the problem is, it just feels like such a whore. Yeah, I know that, Andrew. I know this is coming up. I know somebody's gonna mention this. I'm not gonna bring it up,
Andrew.
I'm not even gonna bring up the premise of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because
I know somebody's gonna bring this up.
Somebody will definitely bring that up.
That's
definitely
gonna come up, and guaranteed.
Yep. So
absolutely.
But I'm not gonna bring that up. I actually have something else.
All right, let's go with what you got.
All right, I'm gonna go with me. So again, as
you're the worst game in 2017.
Yes.
No, I'll tell you, this has got to be one of the worst in 2017. So it was on sale on Steam, so I picked it up. And right now it's going for like $7 on Steam, but I picked it up for like probably $3 on Steam. I'm always looking for cheap things on Steam. Double Dragon 4. So Double Dragon Neon had turned out really good. I thought, oh, hey, sweet. You know, they're good. They're getting back to the roots, and I kind of like Double Dragon and the original arcade game.
Yes.
And all
straight
up
beat 'em up, yeah?
Yeah, straight. Thank you. Straight up beat 'em up. Double Dragon 4 was just the absolute hits. I mean, you know, I understand wanting to keep that retro feel and try to make it
the NES like they were going back to
serious. It you might as well
the best translation of Double Dragon was like
better than
the,
this.
One of the worst translations
and
of
still better
Double
than
Dragon
this.
Ever. Yeah, I don't get it.
And this was the problem. This you're thinking, oh hey, it's another Double Dragon game. You'll add some new features to it. They'll do a little bit whatever. And I understand trying to get that you know that 8-bit feel and the whole it just was horrible. Controllers.
That wasn't even 8-bit.
So they made the graphics very 8-bit, but not even well done 8-bit. They made them crappy 8-bit. Tearing, all sorts of issues like that. Yeah, no, crappy 8-bit.
It looked like one of the many shovelware, like Commodore 64 games.
Thank you. Basically, yeah. It turned out being shovelware. The game didn't play well. The graphics were poorly done. I know you're trying to get an 8-bit feel, but you know something? It doesn't mean you have to have crappy graphics. You can
shovel knight. Good 8-bit.
That was one of those things I had mentioned on a few of the with the indie games that they were fake 8-bit, which I appreciated. Basically,
right.
They were much higher level graphics,
but they kind of had the feel
drawn in an 8-bit style.
And they
could have
done that.
You know?
They could have
done
that.
They
were
clean. Thank you.
So exactly. And they could have done that. But that's not what they did. They just did shitty graphics to look like 8-bit graphics. A control system that was miserable. You know.
Well, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Control system can make or break.
And it broke this game.
You can tolerate poor graphics and you know.
Right, if the play is decent and the controls are good.
Yeah.
See Steel Battalion.
Thank you, exactly. No, honestly, yeah, think about that.
That game would have been fine if the controls would have freaking worked.
Right, on the new Steel Battalion is what it's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, let's have you pop up out of the hatch though. Let's do that. Let's
but,
do that.
But the problem
shit,
with Double Dragon 4 was they missed on every single mark. I mean it's not like they missed, okay, the controls aren't great, but the graphics are really an improvement. Unlike Double Dragon Neon, where the graphics were really well done on Double Dragon.
Oh, they're beautiful.
So you had
the, and it was funny.
Yes.
And fun.
Double Dragon Neon hit it on every level.
Yeah.
But graphically, this game, again, I understand trying to get that 8-bit feel, but you know, that doesn't mean the graphics have to be horrible. The graphics were horrible. Control system, okay. Trying to give it that old school feel. Missed the mark completely. They're off, they're quirky, they didn't work properly. Again, they just could not have hit everything else wrong. I bought it because it's on sale for like $3. Thank God. Now, it's back up to $7 now, and I there's no way. I wouldn't pay $7 for this piece of crap. It was absolutely just the absolute worst. That's Double Dragon, yeah. But it didn't work on any level. Nice try.
Not even really.
It was a cash-in. You know something, again, yeah, this was shovelware. And not even good shovelware. So I'm just terribly, terribly disappointed. So I know these are games of 2017.
You big failure!
Yeah, I know these
big
are games
failure.
Of 2017, but that wasn't, as much as I hate to say, a game of 2017. Holy crap. So that's my big, big disappointment from this year. That being said, I've gotten some great games this year. But we'll go into those on another.
That'll be a Christmas episode. That's a Christmas
episode.
Yeah,
we're
talking
good,
about good games.
Yeah, we're talking about good games.
Hey,
now we are talking about turkeys.
Can I bring up a ghost of Turkey's Past?
Yeah.
Can Kawasaki please make a good game? Have you guys ever played any of the Kawasaki racing bike games? I used to be like huge into motorcycles for a period of time.
Was it after watching Cool as Ice?
After watching what?
Cool as Ice? Featuring
I was telling. Actually, yeah, Cool as Ice really, really got me going. In fact, it worked on this hairstyle right here. I patterned my life after Vanilla Ice. Not Ice Cube, no, not man enough. Vanilla Ice, but
Lemonade.
Kawasaki just. Every racing game. I remember I bought Kawasaki Challenge for the SNES, and it was so bad. Uncontrollable, ugly, nasty-ass game.
Why are you so, I'm more of a car guy, so, I bought a lot of racing games and stuff. You know, all the Ford ones sucked like that, too.
Oh, until Ford Racing was pretty good, if you haven't checked that one.
Well, I have played that, but some of the other ones. It's like,
yeah, most of the other ones was bad.
Why, you know, like, if you're going to sign off, like, with your brand, why don't you play the game, like, before it releases? Like you get refusal rights.
Yeah.
Like, all right, well, we're taking our name off at the end here, because if this game sucks...
We're not releasing under us.
They
can resemble Ford vehicles, but remove all the logos.
I love Kawasaki's old road bikes. Like they're old, like the KZ series. I mean, those are like when I was like younger. Those were the bikes that I could afford, and yet were like just awesome to ride. They were just fun to ride. They didn't break down much. They could be rode over almost anything. They're just great bikes. I had a KZ400, and that little upper, I loved that bike. Number one, a tank of gas lasted a year.
Damn straight. No, they really did.
You remember that 400?
Yes.
That thing lasted forever.
You fill it up, and like,
well, yeah, a lot more.
And I'm
right.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, but yeah.
Dump it in that, you know, dump it and it would just go, what the hell's wrong with you?
No, all the plastic would shatter off. What cares? You could still ride it.
And you go to the Kawasaki dealership and just buy new sizes.
Exactly.
Nobody had matching size on their KZ.
No, no.
Like even the 650, or 750, which was like a bitch queen of a bike. And beautiful. Yeah, nobody had matching sides on it. All the covers are like different colors, but
wiped them out.
Yeah, no, the 400 just it always just ran. It would just I loved that bike, and I was like, I won't get myself a Kawasaki video game, and what a piece of shit that was. So was everyone after a piece of shit. I would try them a few times, and yeah, bad games. So screw you, Kawasaki. You're gonna get another dime for
me. Is that off your chest now?
Yeah, sorry.
You go next.
It's been there for a long time.
That's all right. I just see my time to rob here, because.
Right.
I was trying to think about this today. I'm not even sure I played a 2017 game.
I'm not even sure you played a 2016 game, Larry.
Yeah, they haven't been.
Are you in the times yet?
Hannah Montana game since 2014.
No, wait a minute. There was one. No, I was telling them earlier. So there may have been one, but it didn't suck. The game I played that was released in 2017 was the Death Chase game for the Vectrex.
That did not suck. That was actually a really beautiful piece of work.
Oh, I know. It was great. That's why it's not a turkey.
Well, we're talking about turkey. All right,
what else game do I play? And then I'm like, all right, well, I played that Battlefront, the one that isn't coming out or didn't come out this week or this year.
This year.
You know, I played that this year. I bought it and played it this year, and I really enjoyed it.
So. Yeah, because that was a good game, too. Did you play any turkeys this year, Larry?
You know, I didn't really play any turkey games, you know. And then I started thinking, oh, okay, I'm kind of a board game guy. So,
did I
play any turkey board games? And damn it, I didn't.
Well, wait a minute. I want to debate. I hate
all right, to. So now you've experienced it.
Oregon Trail. Did that come out this year?
I don't know. Yes, it did.
And
yes,
I'm
it did.
Consider
yes,
that one a turkey.
Well,
game. I understand.
I'm trying to, it says it can be played between two to what?
Six
players. First of all, it should say between four and six players.
Right.
Because two players is ridiculous.
You're just going to die all the fucking time.
Yeah, you're just going to die.
Damn, no. Dysentery.
Dysentery, exactly.
Yeah. No, I do realize in the original game, you did die all the time. But you know something? You know what makes for a really bad game? When you die all the fucking time.
Because I think we did move on. Yes, I would
so
say.
So did you not like have multiple characters at least so people could die, but you could keep playing?
We tried a couple times.
We tried a few times, and they had some scaling rules, like you got, you know, more crap in your wagon to start out with, you know, as two individuals.
Like, what I'm saying is, like,
you know, and it's like,
How many people were in your white party there? Was it just
you? Just no. When you play two players, it's literally just two players.
So you, right. Each player doesn't have like multiple characters.
No.
See, because that was like why like that worked in the video game is because people would freaking die when
right.
traveling, and you had multiple people in the party. So it'd be like, oh,
no matter
crap.
What, you had multiple.
Right.
Like, so maybe if you always had six in your party,
correct, would have been a better way. So the rules are written poorly that for that thing. You like you said, maybe 4 to 6 players.
Because that is a
two
big part
is
of the game.
Not a
I didn't
want to
give
number.
Up on it because I mean it does hold the spirit of the old game.
I'm still gonna call it a turkey though. The way it stands.
You're feeling nostalgia. That's it, Larry.
Yeah,
you're
feeling nostalgia. Get out of nostalgia.
All right, you know what? Yes, I have a turkey.
All right, you have a turkey. It sucks.
Yeah.
Delicious,
Oregon Trail. You're right.
Turkey.
You're right. Oregon Trail was not as good as I'd hoped.
Not that they couldn't make it better.
It could be.
Right.
There's opportunity there.
Right. Like he just said, if you were in control of a party, if you had a party and I had a party, and then your party members could die off. That would have been a good move
for the game.
Correct. Thank you.
I think they tried to do that by giving you, theoretically, enough ammunition to begin with so that two people could survive.
Right.
And I don't know if they used, like, you know, when you do a board game and stuff like that, if you're designing one, you should probably use some algorithms and play test percentages and stuff. Like, you know, like... If 6 players play, your success of beating the board is at 30%.
Right.
If 2 people play, it should still be 30%.
Right.
You know?
It should always scale
like,
across.
It felt like it was like 10%.
And that's the problem. It did not scale.
Yeah.
There are just issues with the general gameplay. I understand they were trying to keep the feel of the original computer game, but it didn't scale well. It didn't translate
well. Yeah, the idea that, you know... And the one takeaway, you know, because it was an educational tool, is that it sucked back then.
Yeah. Well, it did. I'm sorry. Remember, we only played Oregon Trail because it was the only fucking game on the system at the time.
It was. But I think the message was supposed to be, you know, the OS? It sucked.
Yeah.
But everyone just loved hunting.
Yeah, that was the opportunity.
Oh, I can shoot something. Yeah, Oregon Trail's my turkey. Wow, thanks.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for the prop.
Well, again, we actually did try it and see tried to make a go of it.
So, I'll go next. I'm going for the low hanging fruit here. The low hanging rotten shitty fruit. Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh yeah.
I haven't played it yet.
I haven't either. I played the beta. A lot of my friends have already bought it. I'm actually holding out to see if it actually lasts for them to play it.
Yeah, I would wait, because I don't think it's going to last.
All right, the first Battlefront came out. We actually have a group chat of literally just us. It's called Rebel Scum, and it's just us talking like, hey, who's jumping up? We're going to play, because we're all a bunch of Star Wars nerds. So, like, the first game was enjoyable. There wasn't much of it. There was, like, not a lot to it, but we had fun with it. Because we're Star Wars fans, and it was great, and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful game. But with this release, the game, I had fun in the beta. I enjoyed the beta. Everyone else did. We're really looking forward to it. Like, we were damn excited. And then EA just shit all over the fucking place. And I literally have not even bought the game yet.
You know, it's funny that, you know, EA went through this huge, like, mea culpa. Where they said, you know, gamers first, and then now all of a sudden it's back to cash in their pockets. It's killing them. And then these defense articles just piss me off. Well, next to a movie, you get so much better.
Oh, no.
Whoa,
I saw that one.
It's not
a
movie.
I saw that one. And the thing is, the amount they calculated that by for the game was if you played Battlefront 2, 2.5 hours per day for an entire fucking year. That's like 900 hours of gaming in a year. I'm like, yeah, no one does that.
Yeah.
No one fucking does that.
Well, no, I won't say nobody does it. Nobody with a life does it.
Video games are a different medium. Don't freaking compare them. All right, fine. How about a painting? How much joy does a fucking Picasso give you? For $85 billion.
Wait. So, if you want to compare it to movies, it'd be, You walk in, you sit down, you start to watch it, and about midway through, they turn it off and start walking around. Does anybody want to see the rest of it? Otherwise, leave. You want to see the rest of it?
Okay. Yeah, all right.
You know, that would be comparable.
The article you're referring to is how they're saying, like, they need to pay more. I'm like, my thing is, like, I understand that the margins on, especially the AAA games, are fucking thin. I get that. I'm okay with paying a little bit more. Or if they monetize it in different ways, but when it affects the actual fucking gameplay,
you know,
fuck you. Kiss my
when
ass.
They play the margins are thin game though, they're saying per unit. The problem is that they're selling a whole, they're packing a whole lot of units.
Mm-hmm.
And there is the problem. The fact is these people aren't going broke, they're not poor, they're not starving. The problem is that
yeah.
the publisher's making billions and billions of dollars. And it's not a problem, I'm okay with it, but just don't try ripping me off
I
with it.
The whole monetizing thing, that's fine to me. That like I have no problem with, like, Overwatch loot boxes. I
oh, they're great.
I've spent money
fine.
On that because I'm like, hell yeah, I'd like
but
this game.
But it doesn't change the game.
Exactly. The only game that I have actually seen where it changes the gameplay that I've been okay with is Battlefield 1. The only thing you can like, get that changes the gameplay is you get an XP boost. That's it.
Yeah, and but everybody's shit at Battlefield 1. I love it.
I love it too.
I might be in on that game.
My thing is,
but it's great.
I have not bought any loot boxes, their crates or whatever for Battlefield 1. But if they had done anything more than that that affects the gameplay, I would 100% bet
right.
against it.
I'm okay with speeding up the natural process.
See,
of
that's
fine.
What I'm saying. And the people I talk to that are
permanent
okay.
advantage.
Yeah, and the people that I've talked to, like some of the guys that I work with, they were like, "No, I don't see why people are upset." They're like, "Well, if I want to like play a game, I don't want to spend like how many hours I work full time, blah blah, maybe blah blah blah." I'm like, "Okay, get that. That's why I'm okay with the XP boost and things
well,
like that."
Well, and
but
there's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But that's not what Battlefront 2 did. You literally could buy the loot boxes. You had no idea what the percentages were of you getting rare items and things like that. And it wasn't fair. You could literally just spend tons of money and be like, I am going to destroy everyone else now because fuck you.
Well, you know, I played a game that had microtransactions and back in the day. And the way it kind of worked was, yeah, you could advance more quickly purchasing your way through, but they sort of segregated off people of a certain range. So, like, if you were a novice person, you were not playing with someone who bought the top-level crap. You just weren't. You know, it was like...
But it's not just the issue of, like, the fact that they have it. It's the tactics.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't want to... Like, if I'm just getting into the game, I just don't want to be... like slammed right away by a guy who's got like you know Iron Man suit.
That's a play balancing issue.
Yeah, all modern games have balancing for who you.
Well, they got balancing issues. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like if someone's like literally in the same game, like I am literally destroying, you're gonna get bumped up and placed against other players. Still, again, the issue is the predatory tactics that EA is. Going with here, that's the whole thing.
I agree. I don't like pay to win. I mean, if the game's free, all right, do whatever you want. I didn't pay for it.
Right. That was something else.
Yeah,
like,
well,
you
don't
pay
$60.
What about League of Legends? I used to play League of Legends. I don't anymore, but the whole thing is the game is free. You can play the game for free. Each week, though, they still have heroes unlocked, a range of heroes unlocked that you can play for free. You can pay to have heroes always unlocked, and then you can also pay for skins. I did, and again, because I enjoyed the game, I put money into it. But you still can play the game, and it doesn't change like your advantage. You just have different heroes available. And so that doesn't make sense
right.
to me. It's a totally different thing. Again, you have to, for Battlefront, you had to buy the game, and then even after that, you could pay to get an advantage. That is the issue. And the way they do it, I mean, there's the other thing with EA patenting the whole thing, like, oh, if you're not doing good enough, we're going to force this whole, like, we're going to try and encourage and push this, like, you must buy this stuff down your throat.
And all that, now, if my understanding is correct, and I have not played the game, and I could be wrong, but all that could be avoided if you just enjoy a solo campaign, but my understanding is there isn't one.
There is. No, there is actually a solo campaign in this game.
Yeah, but nobody
the first
plays
one
it for that one.
Yeah, and I've actually, but the thing, which is funny because I've actually heard good things about solo campaign, but that's not why people play this game.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I mean, Call of Duty. Nobody plays Call of Duty for a single player campaign. Well, I'm sure there's a couple people, but they're idiots.
No,
I don't play through it. I enjoy it.
If you choose to play through, not this one, it'll scaling and if you play through the solo campaign, do you get advantages in the network game?
No. Yes, you do.
Oh.
If you play through a solo campaign in Battlefront 2, you do get points to unlock items.
Oh, you do?
That's nice. But still.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think that's fair, Rand. You're putting in your dues.
I'm okay with that. I mean,
that also
too,
rectifies some of the scaling issues because you're now a skilled player.
It's not about scaling.
And if you play through the solo thing,
you're not a skilled player.
You should be a semi-skilled player.
Nah.
At least know what the
game is. It's a totally different game.
You at least know what the controls are.
Yeah, you know what the controls are, but they're...
You mean the triggers fire in the joysticks movie? Okay, Larry, thanks.
No, but, you know, kick left, kick right kind of stuff, you know, some of that stuff.
But again, the whole issue of this was not an issue of scale.
But I was nowhere near ready. Like, the first time I did, like, say, Call of Duty Online, I was nowhere near ready for it because I just hadn't done it before. I hadn't played anything since Quake Online, you know?
Yeah.
Quake Arena.
Single player, even on, like, the hardest difficulty, is just totally different than playing online.
Yeah, they're just stupid. They don't do weird things like jump around constantly because nobody put up with that shit.
Like bunny hopping.
Con 2 kind of took care of some of that, didn't they, by slowing down the jumping system.
Which was a good idea, actually.
Yes, people still jump around corners, but right now I just consider it a flag for, hey, I'm here!
Shoot me!
I don't know how many times that somebody dumbassedly jumping has caused them to get killed by me because I wouldn't have seen them because I'm old and blind. I would not have seen them if they wouldn't have been dumbass enough.
That.
Woo! I finally hit you! Yeah, fun game. That, you know, I hate to say it, you know, Call of Duty for all of its problems was done right this year. It actually corrected a lot of its issues where matchmaking still screwed up. But whereas it's sad that Battlefield, which was
Battlefront.
Yeah,
doing that too.
Because
I love Battlefield.
Oh, you saw Battlefield.
Yeah. Battlefield.
I
said there already was a Battlefront
2
game.
Sorry, it was a Freudian slip. But Battlefront 2 screwed it up. I mean, they were so good. I loved Star Wars. I did. I loved it. I played the hell out of that game.
I mean, the first Battlefront
was fun.
Had a lot of criticism, like I said. But me, Travis,
I don't really understand it.
We played
I mean,
a ton of it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Even
as yeah, it had good play balancing.
We were so excited for this. So freaking excited for this one, and then it just went so bad. And it wasn't just like this wasn't like out of the blue for EA. Now I think that's part of the issue too. Is it wasn't out of the blue. As they started leaking information, people were like, "Hey, wait, whoa,
this is a problem. They should have known."
And then once they finally released everything, like we had all the information, it was just a shit show.
Yeah, it became Gamers Worst from Gamers First. I mean,
yeah,
it just
awful.
You know,
and
it's
their
funny
responses
that
were terrible.
It's funny that they didn't respond
EA.
Early. Like, remember a few years back, the there was a lot of early talk of Xbox and how they were going to handle, like, oh, the machine has to be, like, connected to the
internet. Oh, yeah, and everybody's
And everyone went ballistic and stuff, and they changed it, right?
Yeah.
That, you know, quality move. They changed it, right? And so it's like you'd have thought that they would have, you know, heard the early cries and went, oh, we're probably going to need to adjust this.
Yeah.
Or we're going to have a PR shitstorm.
I think part of it is that there is a there's a group of gamers out there that are boy, I hate to do this because it's kind of they're funded by mommy and dad.
Is it a dick move?
It's kind of dick because it's kind of
what
a
the fuck.
It's kind of a stereotype, but
oh,
play.
Oh,
But they're kind of funded by mommy and daddy, and they go online and act like, you know, oh, if you complain about, you know, spending money on games, well, you're just, okay, you know, good. Poor, or you're like an asshole. But the fact is, I don't make little money, and I complain about it because I want to spend my money better. I like to spend money on games. Yeah. I buy plenty of crap on games. I have a ridiculous
and this is like the point I was Steam thing, up, like,
but I want to get a quality game out of it. I'm not going to spend $70 for part of a game. I want a whole damn game when I pay $70. I'll do it on some games. I mean, Fallout 4, hit it. Hell yeah, I spent $70 to.
I owned Overwatch on 2 separate systems. I had to pay for it separately. I bought loot boxes for it. I love
it. You know. I hate to hold that up as a
anyway.
I wish that damn game would go split screen so that Darlene and I could play it, because exactly. Call of Duty would be done. It would be dead, because the matchmaking in Overwatch is the best damn matchmaking.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, I've occasionally
that's a game I'd play too.
Yeah. I've occasionally gotten a game where it's a shutout, okay?
Kick-ass healer.
But I can literally, in all the times I've played Overwatch, count it on one hand, the times I've had a total mismatch in that place.
Yeah.
You know, where you're totally wiped out by somebody, or you do a total wipeout on another team. Otherwise, it's all been competitive games, and it's all been very enjoyable. Wow, 9% alcohol. But I can't say enough good about Overwatch's
or 9% alcohol.
I really wish the Call of Duty folks would frickin' take a clue from this.
Yeah.
Quit throwing in gamers that if they're getting 40-2 games constantly, don't put them with everybody else.
Yeah.
Go put them in their own, make it a challenge. And you know what? If they're whiny bitches who have to get 40-2, they're pussies who don't deserve the game. They're not good enough.
It should be a challenge. You should expect
a game
it.
Should be a challenge. It I don't like shutout games where I totally win either.
Yeah.
I like games where it's really close and like you just eke out that one.
Even if
like,
you lose,
man.
You can't be mad. That's a
right.
I fucking love that.
Yeah, and they do. You know how they do that thing? Oh, is the game fun? Well, quit doing it on shutout games. Do it on a close game where I lost, and I'm going to tell you it was fun.
Yeah, where like you're down to like two guys, and you know, and it's like. The one bullet hits the one guy just before hitting the other guy.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that team won, but...
Yeah, and, still Call of Duty has that problem where total mismatches happen. The other thing is it kind of gets rid of cheaters, too, because people that are doing, you know, the cheating, they end up in that group. And they play against the best who aren't going to put up with that crap, whereas people who, you know, like me, I'm not sure you were cheating... I'm pretty good at identifying. Yeah, I have bad nights. I mean, you know, we all have bad nights where you're just, where you killed your kid.
Where you drank too
much. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
World War II. I did good on a buzz.
I
said,
oh,
drunk? Yeah, not so good.
On a buzz, I said you drank too much.
Yeah, there's a fine line between a drunken master and an idiot.
There is. But I have had some games where I was on a good buzz. You know, Darlene's like,
yeah,
I don't know if you should be playing.
Everything
really
is focused.
And I'm like, wham! You know?
And I was just wreck shit. And
right. And I'm like, 23-8, bitch.
Yeah,
I'm going.
I'm running around like, hey,
all
what
that
ammo damage and healing? Damn it.
Oh.
In archery, we call it group tighteners.
Yes.
You know, just focus.
But
be the arrow.
I will never... say enough good about Overwatch's matching system and the general balancing is really good.
Because the thing is, it's
good.
It's very active too.
And like, Larry's skills in archery are awesome.
Because Overwatch does active like grouping. It's like if you lose several games in a row, like repeatedly, it will adjust that. Or if you keep winning, it's going to actively adjust that while you're playing, which is amazing.
That,
the original Halo kind of idea.
Halo.
Did the original Halo, like if you got up to like rank 18. They put you more with those people.
It was kind of funny.
That's the thing, though, is it doesn't matter about your level. It's how you're doing in the actual game.
So if you
because you can play a lot and suck.
Like,
yeah.
They'll help you
like,
out.
Like, on times where I'm doing really well, like, repeatedly, suddenly my games, I'm with people that have way more levels than I do.
Right.
Or if I have a night where I'm just
doing that level two, they're just
awful.
Boring people. It's like, God take a
bottle. Or if I'm just doing, like, if I'm having a bad night, I notice the levels of people I'm playing with are more on par with my level.
Does it matter also that they track everything? That they're also really balancing, like,
and you can actually see all that in the game too.
Snipers over tanks over healers.
Not really, but they do recommend. I mean, I will listen to their recommendations. I won't do a damn healer though, because I'm terrible with them. I am the most pathetic healer. I've tried.
I'm a pathetic healer.
I do go with the recommendations if like sometimes, one, but it'll be multiple games in a row where I'm the tank. I'm like, damn it, I'm not going tank.
Oh, see, I like tanks, right. So I have no problem with tanks.
I don't think we've heard from Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, how about it? Second game of the year while we're totally off topic now.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to play a bunch of it, but and I didn't play a lot of 2017 games because the Switch was solid for me, so I'm not going to.
Oh, I don't know.
But the Switch is an active system.
I would think that you would.
But it's the games
would.
I've purchased that are have been great.
I have no complaints about
Zelda, Mario, or Mario Kart.
Ooh, you know what's interesting?
So, I'm happy with those three.
Zelda hit the many of the worst lists when I was kind of looking
really?
Up.
For the
It hit many of the worst lists.
Wait, I have over 100 hours in that game. I don't think I've played a 100-hour game in a couple of years.
A lot of people had a lot of complaints about it.
It's great. If you enjoy Zelda,
any idea what the complaints could be?
Huh?
You have any idea what the complaints could be? No.
Other than the fact that they bought a system for one game, maybe?
Are you kidding? There's some great indie games on there, man.
So,
I've been kicking
into you. Mario's amazing.
For me...
Mario's great, too. I've been playing it.
What I looked forward to was Call of Duty World War
II. Now I gotta get a Switch,
mine's maybe Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah.
World War II. There's a few things that I've noticed now after purchasing it. One is they came out with like 9 maps for the initial purchase.
Yeah.
And I think I'm done with buying DLC maps because every time I've joined a game like this, by the time the map packs come out, we kind of like lose our interest a little bit. And I'm not there for the whole year long.
So are there new maps out? Because I might go back in. Oh, no, not World War II. I'll play that to the end.
Yeah. But will you buy the map pack?
Oh, I'd buy everyone.
Yeah.
It's like
a $50 season pass.
I buy one at a time like a dumb sucker. But
so,
you know what? I buy everyone too.
So for me, I was upset that you had to buy the season pass to get Carrington, which for me, Call of Duty 1 and 2, that was my, like, when we played online on PC, that was one of my favorite, like, when it came up in the list, the playlist.
Yeah, that's
like,
bitch.
That's just, like, a fun map. I just remember that being a fun one. And then,
that's
like,
bitch, too.
I see this Call of Duty Carrington 24/7 playlist, and I'm like, I want to play that.
No.
I have to spend $50 to play that one map.
Whoa.
That's bullshit. Well, because you're buying the season
pass.
The
season pass.
Where
you get
previous,
the other four, but still,
previous,
which is 80,
Call of
over
Duty
time,
games are, was it Call of Duty games previously, like when you bought the couple of them, were like when you buy it, you get the bonus map because you pre-ordered.
Right, you pre-ordered. Now you got bitch shit.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Well, you got like some, I don't know, some
armor. Oh, I got 4 hours of double XP. Yeah. That doesn't.
So I really shouldn't cash that in, huh?
Your 4 hours still
XP. Well, I still have that code. I haven't used it.
When you need it.
I was hoping like it'd give me something.
No.
Screw that.
So
I probably have that stored up because I never used my double XP.
I'm definitely gonna enjoy the game, but when I looked at map releases from all the previous games, it seemed like there's
no. It never happened as far as I remember.
There's been at least a dozen or so.
All right, so that part is bitch kitty.
It's
that's
like
bullshit.
And what was it? Sledgehammer? Sledgehammer did
this
one. Are they the ones that don't quite do as well?
Generally, but they did really well this time.
Yeah. So I mean, the gameplay. I'm enjoying the gameplay. That's fun. The maps have been pretty fun. It's just
good maps.
The limit
best
of,
maps probably.
Of how many there are.
Yeah.
My second turkey thing for them would be the fact that I spent like 3 or 4 nights just trying to get in a group. With Dan, like it's like pretty much you're like,
good.
Join a group.
We never group. Nobody wants to.
Lobby failed.
Oh.
So you're sitting on, you know, like
PlayStation
chat with someone. Like, I'm gonna go with this is a AAA title.
Nice.
And how many years have been Call of Duty been coming out? Like like 10 straight years forever. Of a solid title. I mean, every year it sells a bazillion copies, and there's going to be a bazillion people that play it. But for me, it's like, that initial launch should be pretty decent. I don't know how much they change year to year of, like, this is how you join a game together with other people. I mean, they must be rewriting it or something. I don't know. But you would think that part should be pretty good.
I'm kind of sad about the map thing. I didn't know there was another map I wasn't able to play.
Yeah. Well,
hey, $50
but
you can play it.
You have to buy this. It's a season pass exclusive map.
Yeah.
So, which is your other $50?
The whole season pass thing,
it's
getting pretty done with. 80
versus 50, I guess, if they give you all four of the map packs.
80. Oh, if you buy them separately. If you
Buy
them, they're like 15 of these or 20.
Maybe I should buy it. I hate
you know
that.
The upset.
But I'm pissed about that.
And that's one thing, like, again, with back to Battlefront, we were excited about is everyone gets all the maps. Congrats. And I understand that that's a loss of money for the company, and they were looking for all ways to monetize the game.
Oh, so this
way.
Okay.
And the fact that it changes the gameplay, still, go fuck yourself. That's bullshit.
Well, here's a thought. You know what I mean? And or something you should always understand, any game developer should understand. We have like 40 years worth of games to play. We can go back and play any other game. And, I'm guessing most of us have missed 99% of the games that have come out.
I've only missed 40.
Probably true.
That may be true. He's probably the most aggressive.
Now it's 39.
You can go back to Battlefield, the very first one that came out, or whatever. And it's like, so if you're going to start screwing me,
good game.
You know, new ones, you know, there's a pretty good chance there's stuff for me to go back and play that I didn't play the first time it came out. So
I think it's sad that now that we know what we've already seen. I don't understand how this keeps happening, that we've seen what over-monetization does. It kills the game. People don't want to play
the
game.
The company's stock.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it does. It kills the stock
for a while. 10% over the month.
And it also kills the series. I mean, people don't trust your series anymore when you monetize the shit out of it. People don't want to play your shit anymore. I don't know why they still make this mistake.
And it's not like there isn't like a certain level of which people are happy to go ahead and pay.
Sure.
You know,
for an outfit.
I mean,
I'll even, you know what, if I love a game, games, you know, there's been games where I bought, like, the little extras. I almost always, like, on games on Android, where they have advertisements that generally support them, if it's, like, $1, even $5, to get rid of the advertisements and I like the game, I'd pay the $5.
Right. That's a good way of monetizing.
Right, that's a great way of monetizing. That's fun. I mean, I don't care. I'd rather not have the advertisement,
or
but you're letting me play.
Or a low price point to start with.
Right.
I play Talisman online pretty regularly, the board game, and it was like, I don't know, $15 for the base game, and then they have expansions, and they're $6, $8, or whatever. I buy quite a few of those. You know, it's not a big deal, but it should not be so in your face. Oh, spend $70, and if you wouldn't mind spending another $70, that'd be totally great.
You know what I hate too? The other thing that really just started this year is the idea of taking games that people have paid for in the past, make them free to play, and then fucking over the guys that originally purchased it. It's okay, all right, if you say, look, you guys originally purchased it, let's count that as a purchase, we don't give you the ads or anything else. But when you purchase the game, I don't want to see a fucking ad from your shit. That pisses me off. That has been, like, huge this year, too. Really? There's a few older games that I play that just have done it.
It's like your original purchase just meant that it's for this year or two. You won't see any ads.
Right.
Right. That's
bullshit. I mean, bring some more revenue
that,
in.
That is.
Now we're going to start feeding you ads again.
That is the albatross of digital.
Yeah.
Is that
they can change it.
They can just change it.
They download a new copy to you and you're screwed.
And
it doesn't update on whatever you're running it on, and the next thing you know it's like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
So why am I ever, and I have actually done this with games that have done this where they've gone like a couple years later, they've gone free to play and then screwed me over. I don't buy from that company anymore. I don't buy it when it comes out. Fuck it.
Wait.
Ben! 2 years. Ben!
About time you got here.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
Damn it, Ben.
You know, 2 years. You know, I'm sitting there sitting on this game, and that same game company comes up. I'm like, well, it's going to be free to play probably in 2 years. Why am I going to bother?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother buying it.
No,
I'm
and that's the other side of it.
If you're going to put ads at me anyway, screw you.
Right.
You know?
Right. I paid to avoid
that
crap.
At least put them in some kind of premium status so that they don't get the bullshit.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I had an Apple card. 9%.
Apple.
Anyway,
I had
a thing I bought off the Apple store called Coltex. We actually use it for a lot of our tiling. And on my new laptop, it's actually my new old one, the little 11-inch, it will pop up with a full-size ad advertising the new version of it, which I can't get rid of because it's too big for the resolution of the screen, you asshats. So I literally cannot use that program anymore. I paid for that program.
They're just being nice and saying there's a new one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, they're asshats.
No.
Sadly, I bought the new one.
Quick little shout out. Hi, Higgy.
Who?
Hi, Fayhauser. Higgy.
Higgy.
I call her.
Hey, Higgy.
Hi, person I don't know.
You actually probably have met her.
You put it in old school.
You probably
terms.
Met her at a party or two.
9%. Where
do you mean I'm drinking a ton?
Okay, that's possible.
To put it in the old school terms, the extra shilling.
Yeah, you know, that's it.
That is the turkey, man.
That's it. You know, something don't stuff. That extra shilling
is
a
big thing. I really do not mind you turning a game I bought 2 years ago free to play. I understand. You got to make money. You know, you're still supporting these servers. You got to pay for them. I have no problem with that. Just don't fuck me over for having bought it early.
Yeah.
Don't screw me over for this. I don't even get mad when I buy a map pack and 2 years later it becomes free. I'm fine with that. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. It's when I'm seeing ads in the game that I paid for. Screw you. I'll go game on Android, or I'll game on a cancerous goddamn Famiclone.
You like that.
I'll just fire up the old NES. Avoid all the ads.
I got
no.
You, brother.
I'll go open Overwatch and buy more of their loot boxes just
to use
say fuck you.
I was waiting for him to put it through his lips with the cap still on it.
What the fuck!
Wow, he got it right!
Come on, how many years have I been drunk?
Drunk.
I'm pretty sure you've been drunk.
Remember, I had to get rid of my other one because
thanks
it was
to my
mom's
wine drinking.
Wore out.
It wore out, so I had to get a new one.
All right, Rob, I think we should probably start wrapping this up.
All right, so
I think we've got around here.
In the end, I do think that I think we all agree the big turkey this year has been
fuck you, EA.
Yeah. It's been EA, and it's been the monetization of something you already paid for and then screwed over the people that bought it first. That is really nasty. Kickstarter has been suffering from that a lot too lately, where you know they released the game full, but now the people that kickstarted it get nothing for it or very little for it. Don't show me an ad if I already paid for the game. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm asking for. You can give away free maps that I already paid for. Fine. I got early access to them. I'm fine with that. But don't screw me over.
Wait, speaking of like giving away free,
do we give away free?
Tom is giving it up tonight.
Wait,
what?
Whoa. Terrible.
We're giving away something?
I think we should give away something, Rob.
All right, how about on Twitter?
On Twitter tomorrow.
All right, Twitter. At Guys Games and
Last week we gave away
Guys Games Beer.
Should I beat it tomorrow? Give away three tomorrow?
Tom is going to be giving away three.
All right, so we're giving away three for your Thanksgiving weekend.
But you'll have to purchase all the DLC.
To celebrate.
Oh, there is a 90% chance that that is true.
I will, to get you through your Thanksgiving weekend, I will give away three free games tomorrow on our Twitter
account. At Guys Games Beer. Follow it. Gets in three games. And guess what? For Turkey Gay.
I'm pretty gay for Turkey Gay.
For Turkey Day, I'm going to be giving away a free game on the Facebook. Yep, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. It'll be a very Black Friday. I'm going to find something nasty for you folks.
Oh, like that. Okay, that's
I'm
going awesome.
I'm to find a special turkey to roast you guys. And put it up. Of course, you can always see us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. As I mentioned, Facebook, of course, is the place where you can see the live stream while we're actually recording this, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. We really thank you guys for all the comments. You know, it's been pretty busy lately. We've had a good couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you guys all for watching. Anything else going on?
Next week, hopefully we will be doing a Let's Play next week of a board game. I'm sorry, of a card
game. Oh, yeah, that was planned for this week, but it hasn't arrived yet.
So, Don, we're still waiting on your game. As soon as it comes in, trust me, we will do a Let's Play.
We're excited
because me and Larry have played this already once. But this is third edition now. So we're already up to third edition. So Don, hopefully we'll be here this week. Also, Don, maybe we'll have you on live while we're doing the Let's Play.
I know Let's Plays have been really good.
We got a really cool card game. Me and Larry have tried it already. We'll do
so
a
the whole
play.
Crew is going to get together and we're going to play.
If we get it by next week. I haven't seen it
yet. Yep. So, of all the turkeys that we've discussed today, of course, the biggest turkeys are Guys Games and Beer.
Damn straight.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys in the States and to you guys over there in England. We won! Suckers!
Oh, bye. Happy Thanksgiving all! Let us! Gobble, gobble!